I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. Today, we'll get to know 16-year-old trumpet player Michael Thompson. Michael has a really fun story to share today about how he chose the trumpet, and we'll also talk over the next 10 minutes or so about how big a role music has come to play in his life. This year, Michael plays principal trumpet with the Portland Youth Philharmonic. He's a junior at Grant High School, too. He plays with the wind ensemble there, the jazz ensemble, and the percussion ensemble. On top of that, he is Grant High School's band president as well. What are your responsibilities as president of the band?
So right now we're organizing like ways that we can increase band morale and our sense of family, because I feel like the band program at many schools is a place where you can go to feel at home because of how much time you spend with them and the amount of dedication and hard work that it takes to produce a final product that you're going to be presenting to people. And so the environment is one of a family, and that's something that we work hard to achieve.
I'm kind of curious about the specifics. Like, how do you go about boosting up that family feeling?
So right now we're working on just parties and stuff like that. So we're doing a Halloween party. Because I feel like when somebody says, like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with a band, kind of like, oh, you're a band nerd, that's kind of weird. But our goal is to have a community where it's okay to be with the band, where it's a good thing. Just in the same way that somebody would say, like, I'm going to go to football practice. You're like, whoa, you got a football practice. But have it be like, okay, I respect you because of the amount of work that you put in. And so just thinking of ways to communicate that to the larger student body. One big thing that I'm doing this year as band president is I'm starting a mentor program so that the high school students at Grant will be able to work with the middle school students at Beaumont Middle School, Mount Tabor Middle School, middle schools like that. Right now we're just focusing on Beaumont just so we can establish a base and then branch out more. But this way it gives high schoolers the experience that you get from teaching and mentoring a student. And it also provides free lessons for people who might not be able to afford it. Therefore, it would bring a more experienced wave of musicians to Grant High School and to the organizations that are here in Portland.
Now, as I understand it, you've had experience with a peer mentor program before, right? Through PYP, the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Can you tell me about that?
I think my experiences in this program were just invaluable. I mean, I got to see an example of what I could be if I worked hard and stayed focused on my music. So I was in fifth grade at that time, and that meant that the people that I was studying with were 30, 40 years older than me. And so having...
You mean like your private teacher?
Yeah, my private teachers. And so being able to work with a student who, I feel like in a mentor relationship, it's more like a musical friend. You know, it's not like a teacher who's telling you, you have to practice your skills at this tempo. I feel like there's a sort of intimidation that comes from private lessons sometimes, whereas in a mentor relationship, it's more of like, this is an example that I could live up to, and how did he get there? What can I do to be like him? And I feel like having this great experience really shaped the rest of my life.
We are getting to know 16-year-old Michael Thompson as we listen to him play the trumpet with the Portland Youth Philharmonic. I'm Krista Wessel, and you're listening to On Deck with Young Musicians, made possible in part by the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, now accepting enrollment for orchestra, band, jazz, and strings programs for beginning through advanced students. You can join MYS at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall on November 13th as they perform Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony with their new music director, Raul Gomez. You can find ticket and enrollment information online at playmys.org. You know, during my chats with these kids on deck, I usually ask during the course of our interview just how they came to choose their instrument. And I really love Michael's story.
I picked the trumpet in third grade. Both my parents are professional dancers. And so I had to take a mandatory year of ballet at the Oregon Ballet Theater. And so I was in the Nutcracker.
Oh, wow.
And there was a scene where we all had like these plastic instruments and we were kind of dancing around the stage. And I just picked up the bugle because it was shiny. I was like, well, this is cool. This is shiny. And I heard the trumpets in the pit. Like, wow, that's such an amazing sound that they're producing. It would be cool if I could do that too. And so that's the way that I got started. And then a lot of the help that I got musically was also from my grandma, who was a professional opera singer.
Oh, wow.
So it's just a whole bloodline of musicians and
artists.
And artists, yeah.
Wow. So you've got a supportive family behind you for sure.
Definitely.
Now, Michael chose the trumpet when he was young, and as he aged, he faced a big obstacle, braces. So it was a challenge once you got them on to relearn how to play, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, your embouchure is completely different because there's a good 2 centimeters of metal in your mouth. The trumpet is one of the hardest instruments to play with braces, definitely. It was just like a steep downhill, and it's hard to come back from that. I went to some camps that summer, and you just start bleeding and stuff like that, and it's just not good. You had to put like wax in your mouth just so it would cover some of it, and it was bad. Those were like the dark years of my trumpet playing, I feel like.
But did you entertain the idea of giving up?
I feel like for a brief second, I was like, I can barely talk right now. How am I going to play? But I just kind of waited for like 3-4 days, and then I started very like systematically picking up the trumpet again, just focusing on the basics and like all the bad habits that I had developed before I got my braces on, which are a lot since I started in fifth grade. It's kind of like, how can I hold this giant piece of metal and blow into it? So I kind of just, I relearned a lot of the facial aspect of the instrument, how to hold it and stuff like that, and kind of just took it back to the basics. And then slowly built it up so that I was back to where I was before.
Wow. And then you get the braces off.
Yeah, and then it's a whole other thing. I think it was definitely easier to get them off just because there was no pain. It felt so nice. But there's still that sense of, I worked so hard for these last 3 years to get here, and now a lot of it is gone. Just being like, I have to practice so much more to be able to sound like I did yesterday. And that was a difficult transition. I remember working on my PYP re-audition music for the seating audition that I had to do. And it was really challenging to kind of mentally push through as well as physically, because everything's just kind of sliding around and it feels so weird.
At the beginning of our chat, you said something that really resonated with me that I want to circle back to when you were talking about being president of the band at Grant High School. And one of your aims is to make being part of the band like as cool as going to a football game or something. Do you feel like band kids are really sometimes, I don't know, on the outskirts, not popular, ostracized?
I think that there's definitely that side. I'm not saying that everybody is. I mean, if you look at any high school movie, there's always that one kid that plays the clarinet and practices a lot. And I feel like it's not that everybody who's like that is like, oh, I have to do band. It's that the amount of work and dedication that it takes often brings people who are more or less outgoing. And I feel like in high school, it's all like, you have to be normal. Everybody kind of has to be the same. And that's where I feel like a lot of the, I don't know if I'd call it prejudice, but there's a lot of negative views going towards people in band. Like if you say, hey, there's a band concert, they're like, oh, kind of homework to do. And then you see a football game and there's just like hundreds of people there.
And suddenly homework isn't a big deal.
Yeah, suddenly homework doesn't matter too much. I think it comes a lot from our society too, because if you look at what's being broadcasted on the television, almost none of it is musical. I've never seen, like, turned on the TV and there's Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony just being played. There's somebody throwing a ball around, another person knocking them out.
Yeah. Something you just said too, I don't know whether it's worth digging into or not, but you said a big part of high school life is everybody being kind of the same. Is mm-hmm. Did I hear you right when you said that?
Yeah, I mean, you want to, not that anybody kind of picks on each other at Grant. I feel like never had any negative experiences that way, but everybody kind of wants to fit in. You know, you want to be like everybody else. You want to be like the cool people. But I feel like there's more to growing up than that, to be like other people. One thing that I've done is I don't really care what people think of me too much. You know, I feel like I'm a driven individual, and the work that has to go into that, that's my thing. That's what I do to make me happy, and I think that stays between me and myself, not other people.
Well, I can see in your role as a mentor, as you go ahead with this peer mentor program, that attitude is going to be a wonderful thing to pass on to younger kids.
Mm-hmm. I will probably never see most of these people again in my life, so why does it matter what they think of me right now?
Exactly. That is 16-year-old Michael Thompson. And if you enjoyed getting to know him as much as I did, I want to send you to our website to hear more from him. I've posted a video of Michael playing with the Grant High School Jazz Band. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And just a reminder that every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with additional information about each of these kids. So to find out more about Michael Thompson, or to hear past episodes of On Deck, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck with Young Musicians. Again, that's allclassical.org. And thanks for joining me. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.